You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Terry in Illinois, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, I'm talking about some styrofoam insulation in a basement. And my concern is a vapor barrier. Is it the proper way to put the plastic up against your foundation wall and then go with the styrofoam? Or is that the correct way or wrong way? Or does it make any difference?
Well, with styrofoam insulation, since it's not an organic material, you can put that right up against the foundation wall. You don't have to put a vapor barrier over it first. So are you going to frame in the walls?
Yes. The walls going to be all framed in, and 2x2s and 2-inch styrofoam will be inside the 16-inch centers.
So you're going to attach the 2x2s to the concrete wall, and then you're going to put the styrofoam in between that. I got to tell you that personally, I don't like to do that. I like to leave space between the wall, the block wall, and the framed wall or the drywall, because I think it allows it to dry out better if it gets damp down there. So I personally prefer to frame a wall inside the basement walls and not attach it to the outside. If you are going to attach it, or frankly, even if you're not, you also should be aware that drywall is really a bad choice for a basement area. I would use a fiberglass-faced wall board. There's one called Dens Armor, D-E-N-S Armor. It's made by Georgia Pacific. Pretty readily available. More expensive than paper drywall, but because of the fiberglass face, it can't possibly grow mold, and that's definitely something to be concerned about in the basement. Okay, Terry?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.